put that together so quickly, given the short notice. So how many nominees do we have? A total of four?
Four. So I was thinking that I would go through four and actually make sure that you did enough to want to go back through and
well,
say something about each. Or
sure. I mean, we can have comments, solicit comments from each member of the committee.
So I'll go through the presentation of first briefly, and then you guys can
And I think the thing to say is we haven't, you know, established any hard and fast rules as to whether or not we have to restrict our selection to one of the four candidates or whether we find merit in each one of the applicants, you know, and to recognize all of them for their
contribution. Well, no, I don't agree with that. I think that demeans the program.
You think it should be competitive?
I could say two. I think four would be.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Okay. We'll do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Yes. All right. That's okay. That's all right. Lee is such a stickler for convention.
I don't know if somebody from the Attorney General's office knows that one.
Let's see, Dan Nevitt is not going to be joining us, and Mike is not joining us. So.
Gigi?
I haven't heard from.
I haven't seen Gigi for a long time.
She's got a minute.
That's the mainstream part of that.
Let's do this week. Well, let's see. I just got an update from Roger on the dog park. Yes.
Has the issue of a quorum ever come up with this committee? And how many has been a quorum?
Four of the seven.
I guess it's a
We've only had one meeting that I recall at the time.
Yeah.
And that's when I said.
Because from the bylaws say five is a quorum.
I just don't think.
No, I just don't know. Member of seven? Member of seven?
One of the things I'm changing to four when you
bring that super majority.
That's
crazy.
Form.
You know, this is advisory only. So if you want somebody to frame a motion as to, you know, developing what we can do, Lee, if it's an issue for you, is just develop a consensus and report, you know, I'll report to the board that the consensus was to support, you know, nominees A and B.
Sure. What? Yeah. Is
it doesn't make sense for a super
just because it didn't open it and come up. But yeah. Is there? Do the bylaws typically establish?
Typically, yeah. Those are the you the rules are set.
So I'm
bylaws.
Asking, have you ever conducted a meeting with four before?
Yes, many times. I only
it's a matter of practice. Well, theoretically, if you don't have a quorum, you can't even convene
a
meeting.
Exactly. Right.
Everybody, I'm sure, assumes four is a quorum.
Yeah, well, let's just let that be the assumption. We're not dealing with issues of great gravity here. But, oh, no. Okay, are we ready? Good evening, audience of one. Welcome, Maurice. Nice to have you here this evening. Let's go ahead and call this meeting of the Carson City Redevelopment Authority Citizens Committee to order. The date is November 7th, 2011. It's Monday evening at 5:30 in the Sierra Room at the Community Center. Tamar, would you like to call the roll to determine a quorum?
Chairperson Aldine.
Here.
Vice Chairperson Jones.
Here.
Member Block?
Here.
Member Kane?
Here.
Member Cowan? Member Neverett? Member Valenti? A quorum is present.
Thank you. All right. Moving on to the next item, we'll go ahead and open this up to public comment. Any member of the public wish to make any comment at this time? Okay. Our only public member has declined to comment, so we'll close public comment, move on to item four, which is for possible action. That's the approval of the minutes from October 3rd of 2011. Has everyone had a chance to review the minutes, and are there any suggested changes? I had just a couple of clerical changes that I'd like to recommend, nothing substantive. So with the concurrence of the board, I'll just hand them to the clerk at the end of the evening's meeting and have her make those changes to the document.
I make a motion we approve the minutes.
Okay, as clerically corrected?
As clerically corrected.
Okay, is there a second?
No, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So moved. All right, let's move on to item 5, another item for possible action, and that's the adoption of the agenda. Are there any suggested changes to the agenda, Lee?
No modifications. We have one item, one action item on the agenda tonight.
Okay, thank you. Then we'll go ahead and proceed with the agenda and note that it's adopted as presented. Under agenda items, we have, as Lee has indicated, one item for possible action this evening, and that's item 6-1. Lee, would you like to provide some background?
Sure, thank you. And for the record, Lee Plumwell, Planning Director, and from the Office of Business Development. This item 6.1 is possible action to nominate and select a person or business for the 2011 Main Street Miracle Worker Award for contributions to improving the Carson City Redevelopment District, and authorize the Redevelopment Authority Chair to present the award on behalf of the Redevelopment Authority Citizens Committee. As noted in the staff summary, this award is intended to recognize persons or businesses that improve the appearance, character, and or economic vitality of the redevelopment district. Attached in your packet is a staff report, brief one-page staff report that I've prepared. And in addition to that, you have some late information with two additional properties for nomination that I'll go through. Within the staff report, we have suggested two nominees for this award, and then there's two late ones that were not available at the time that the memo was sent out. So that's
Can I clarify something for the record, though, Lee? They did make the deadline, which was Friday of last week.
Yeah, and so so these are with you, right? And in fact, I have. I have pictures of all of them in here in the presentation. You have now between the memo and that all four, and I'll go through them. Just a brief bit of background. At the last RAC meeting, this body voted to reinstate this award and to come back with some nominees at this meeting. So we've put this on the agenda, and I think it was obviously the chairperson Aldean's idea to bring it back, and voted by RAC to bring this back. So with that, we sent out a request and for nominees, informed not only RAC members, we informed the Chamber of Commerce, we put out a press release. There was an article in the paper about it on October 21st, so we tried to get the word out on this. And as I noted, as the writing of staff report, there were two nominees, and then since that time early last week, we have two additional ones, and I will briefly go through those. And we have four nominees. We have June Joplin, Comma Coffee on South Carson Street, nominated by Jed Block. The City Center Hotel on North Carson Street, nominated by Stan Jones, member of RAC. Dr. Thomas Givens, a dentist at 444 Division Street, and for his development in the redevelopment district, and that's also property in the historic district, nominated by Shelley Aldean. And a Carrington Company for the Carson Mall on South Carson Street and its improvements that's been done, nominated by Ronnie Hanneman, the director of the Chamber of Commerce. So I just have a brief presentation with just one slide to go over each of these. First one being June Joplin and Comma Coffee, with a picture of the street in the past provided by Jed Block, and of course the place currently. The slides on the bottom are some of the improvements that have been done to the adjacent property by June, and some of the improvements that has become, it's on private property, but it's become very much a public space used downtown, with some pavers improvements, a place where they have small jazz concerts and things like that. And I think how I'm going to handle this, I'm going to go through these pretty quick. I'm not the nominee, so I won't go into detail, but if anybody wants to follow up after me with some more detail on any of these, I'd be happy to come back to these slides. The second is the City Center Hotel. I think anybody driving through town has noticed that it used to be blue, and it's not blue anymore, and they've done quite a few other improvements around there. The pictures here were taken before Nevada Day, so they were starting to set up the stage there. But just kind of looking at this, not only was there paint job, but they've gone in and improved some of the landscaping areas and done some tile work and I don't know if I want to say granite. I don't think that's actually granite, but some of the paving type of treatments around the entrances and landscaping around the building. So they've improved the appearance of the City Center Hotel there. And I also understand, and as noted in here, that they've completely remodeled two of the three floors inside. The first and third floor, the rooms are completely remodeled, and they'll be working on the second floor soon. The third nominee is for the Carson Mall, and they've, over the last couple of years, done a pretty significant facade improvement, particularly on the Stewart Street side, which is the upper left photo and the bottom photos there kind of pieced together. I think, and then in the upper right is the old Gottschalk's facade that has also been recently painted and redone, which has improved the appearance. I think the whole building, and I don't have pictures of it before, which is some of the other sections of it here, but as we know, as I think you all know, that the improvements on this Stewart Street side are really a significant upgrade to what the facade of the remainder of the building is. And then finally, nominated by Chairperson Aldean was Dr. Thomas Gibbons' office, and this is a dental office on the corner of Division and Fifth Street. This is in the redevelopment district. It's also in the historic district. Dr. Gibbons went through quite a bit with the Historic Resource Commission, actually going through this and really working with the Historic Resource Commission, and ended up with the product that fits in with the historic district and actually turns out to be a real asset to the continued character of the historic district. And this is a new construction that was completed in 2009, I think I found out earlier today. So it's new construction. So we've put this on the agenda, and I think it was obviously the Chairperson Aldean's idea to bring it back and voted by RAC to bring this back. So with that, we sent out a request and for nominees, informed not only RAC members, we informed the Chamber of Commerce, we put out a press release. There was an article in the paper about it on October 21st, so we tried to get the word out on this. And as I noted, as the writing of staff report, there were two nominees, and then since that time early last week, we have two additional ones, and I will briefly go through those. And we have four nominees. We have June Joplin, Comma Coffee, on South Carson Street, nominated by Jed Block. The City Center Hotel on North Carson Street, nominated by Stan Jones, member of RAC. Dr. Thomas Gibbons, a dentist at 444 Division Street, and for his development in the redevelopment district, and that's also property in the historic district, nominated by Shelley Aldean. And a Carrington Company for the Carson Mall on South Carson Street and its improvements that's been done, nominated by Ronnie Hanneman, the director of the Chamber of Commerce. So I just have a brief presentation with just one slide to go over each of these. First one being June Joplin and Comma Coffee with a picture of the street in the past provided by Jed Block and, of course, the place currently. The slides on the bottom are some of the improvements that have been done to the adjacent property by June, and some of the improvements that has become, it's on private property, but it's become very much a public space used downtown with some pavers improvements, a place where they have small jazz concerts and things like that. And I think how I'm going to handle this, I'm going to go through these pretty quick. I'm not the nominee, so I won't go into detail, but if anybody wants to follow up after me with some more detail on any of these, I'd be happy to come back to these slides. Second is the City Center Hotel. I think anybody driving through town has noticed that it used to be blue, and it's not blue anymore. And they've done quite a few other improvements around there. The pictures here were taken before Nevada Day, so they were starting to set up the stage there. But just kind of looking at this, not only was there paint job, but they've gone in and improved some of the landscaping areas and done some tile work and I don't know if I want to say granite. I don't think that's actually granite, but some of the paving type of treatments around the entrances and landscaping around the building. So they've improved the appearance of the City Center Hotel there. And I also understand, and as noted in here, that they've completely remodeled two of the three floors inside. The first and third floor, the rooms are completely remodeled, and they'll be working on the second floor soon. The third nominee is for the Carson Mall, and they've, over the last couple of years, done a pretty significant facade improvement, particularly on the Stewart Street side, which is the upper left photo and the bottom photos there kind of pieced together. And then in the upper right is the old Gottschalk's facade that has also been recently painted and redone, which has improved the appearance. I think the whole building, I don't have pictures of it before, which is some of the other sections of it here, but as we know, as I think you all know, that the improvements on this Stewart Street side are really a significant upgrade to what the facade of the remainder of the building is. And then finally, nominated by Chairperson Aldean was Dr. Thomas Gibbons' office, and this is a dental office on the corner of Division and Fifth Street. This is in the redevelopment district. It's also in the historic district. Dr. Gibbons went through quite a bit with the Historic Resource Commission, actually going through this and really working with the Historic Resource Commission, and ended up with the product that fits in with the historic district and actually turns out to be a real asset to the continued character of the historic district. And this is a new construction that was completed in 2009, I think I found out earlier today. So it's new construction. But uses the historic resource guidelines to meet some of the character and of the historic district and the guidelines for the historic district.
Lee? One correction, he's an optometrist.
Optometrist, that's right. I knew that. It says that right on his card right there. Sorry about thank you. Sorry about that. Optometrist. And I saw the pictures of all the glasses on the wall in there, and not braces on the glasses. Apologize, Dr. Gibbons. So that's the overview. As I note in here, and as we had a little discussion, this is your award. This isn't really, we're not trying to divvy up any money or split anything. If you feel it should go to one, or if more than one worth recognition, that's completely up to you. Mentioning on the last one, I think it's new enough that Dr. Gibbons' one hasn't been considered yet. I don't think it was complete last time they gave out some Historic Resource Commission awards, but if it's something similar to that, I would just note the Historic Resource Commission does recognize multiple properties in any given year for what that's worth. But I'll turn the discussion over to RAC. I can go back to any of these slides, and I'll leave it to Chairperson Aldean to take it from here.
Thank you, Lisa. It's a tough choice. Obviously, all of these property owners have made substantial investments. Reflective of their ability to do so. Obviously, some have more resources than others. But why don't we start? I'm going to start to the left of me, and we'll just work our way down the board. And if you'd like to make some preliminary comments, Member Jones, about the four nominees.
Well, before we do that, I would like us to reconsider the title of our award. I think we should have, if we're going to say, maybe business slash worker. It says Miracle Worker Award.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first thought of this, and I talked to Lee about it, there's some people that come to mind that I considered nominating. i.e. Kenny Furlong and Ronnie Hanneman for their effort in cleaning up graffiti, and Kenny's work crew for painting all the curbs in this town. I think that's
what I think we can do, Stan, is have different categories.
Right. Well, I think for the future we have to, I would like to see us do that.
You can have a business category. You have an individual. You can make an award to an individual for their outstanding effort to help improve the visual appearance of the downtown area or the redevelopment area.
And those are two
area.
Significant areas also.
Okay.
These are all great awards, nominees to me. We might want to consider giving more than one. I would say not more than two, because I think then it demeans the award if we give to all four. I'm not specifically hung up on any of them. I was very happy. I'm very much aware of what the City Center Motel does. They're adjacent to our business. And it's just a huge improvement over what it was a year ago. You know, Lee mentioned the exterior painting. They also did their protocol area. They tiled all that, you know, and cleaned it up. They sealed and striped the parking lot. It's just a welcome appearance in our neighborhood. But I, as far as right now having a specific one, I'd like to hear everybody's comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You
Yeah, they're all worthy of an award for sure. My thought process when I nominated June at Comma Coffee, if you recall, 10 years ago when she opened on Nevada Day, she applied for redevelopment funding for about $5,000, and her landlord didn't want to have a lien on his property for 7 years, which would have been gone for the last three. Over the years, I've seen her give away coffee and trade for pavers or bricks outside in the courtyard. She's rebuilt that fence twice now in the back with donations from people and manual labor, mostly herself and her sons. And then most recently, I think in the last year or so, her landlord did purchase paint for the building, and June and her sons physically were the ones that painted it. And I know that their neighbors to the north
helped. The historic resource guidelines to meet some of the character and of the historic district and the guidelines for the historic district.
Lee?
Yep.
One correction, he's an optometrist.
Optometrist, that's right. I knew that. It says that right on his card right there. Sorry about thank you. Sorry about that. Optometrist. And I saw the pictures of all the glasses on the wall in there and not braces on the glasses. Apologize, Dr. Gibbons. So that's the overview. You know, as I note in here, and as we had a little discussion, this is your award. This isn't really, we're not trying to divvy up any money or split anything. If you feel it should go to one, or if more than one worth recognition, that's completely up to you. Mentioning on the last one, I think it's new enough that Dr. Givens' one hasn't been considered yet. I don't think it was complete last time they gave out some Historic Resource Commission awards, but if it's something similar to that, I would just note the Historic Resource Commission does recognize multiple properties in any given year for what that's worth. But I'll turn the discussion over to RAC. I can go back to any of these slides, and I'll leave it to Chairperson Aldean to take it from here.
It's a tough choice. Obviously, all of these property owners have made substantial investments reflective of their ability to do so. Obviously, some have more resources than others. But why don't we start? I'm going to start to the left of me, and we'll just work our way down the board. And if you'd like to make some preliminary comments, Member Jones, about the four nominees.
Well, before we do that, I would like us to reconsider the title of our award. I think we should have, if we're going to say, maybe business / worker. It says Miracle Worker Award.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I first thought of this, and I talked to Lee about it, there's some people that come to mind that I considered nominating. i.e. Kenny Furlong and Ronnie Hanneman for their effort in cleaning up graffiti, and Kenny's work crew for painting all the curbs in this town. I think that's a no.
What I think we can do, Stan, is have different categories.
Right. Well, I think for the future we have to. I would like to see us do that.
You can have a business category. You have an individual. You can right. make an award to an individual right. for their outstanding effort right. to help improve the right. visual appearance of the downtown right. area or the
and those are two
area.
Significant okay. areas also.
Okay.
These are all great awards, nominees to me. We might want to consider giving more than one. I would say not more than two, because I think then it demeans the award if we give to all four. I'm not specifically hung up on any of them. I was very happy. I'm very much aware of what the City Center Motel does. They're adjacent to our business. And it's just a huge improvement over what it was a year ago. You know, Lee mentioned the exterior painting. They also did their portico area. They tiled all that, you know, and cleaned it up. They sealed and striped the parking lot. It's just a welcome appearance in our neighborhood. But I, as far as right now having a specific one, I'd like to hear everybody's comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You
Yeah, they're all worthy of an award for sure. My thought process when I nominated June at Comma Coffee, if you recall 10 years ago when she opened on Nevada Day, she applied for redevelopment funding for about $5,000, and her landlord didn't want to have a lien on his property for 7 years, which would have been gone for the last three. Over the years, I've seen her give away coffee and trade for pavers or bricks outside in the courtyard. She's rebuilt that fence twice now in the back with donations from people and manual labor, mostly herself and her sons. And then most recently, I think in the last year or so, her landlord did purchase paint for the building, and June and her sons physically were the ones that painted it. And I know that their neighbors to the north helped them with the planter boxes a few years ago, and June's been planting those as well. So that's, you know, almost a sole proprietor business owner that has done a lot with virtually nothing. I look at the City Center Motel, and the Carson Mall with the Carson Mall's been there since 1966, and this was, the backside was phase one out of five until the economy started going downhill, and without a tenant, I'm glad that they started painting the building a couple months ago, and they redid all the planters and everything recently. They finished about 2 weeks ago, I think, on that, and then they're doing some finishing touches on the inside of the mall, and yes, from an economic standpoint with Paradise Cove and Schott's Bakery and the new expansion of Schott's Bakery, as well as the expansion of Home Treasures and a few new stores in there. I mean, they're really working hard on doing that. The City Center Motel has a new owner, or I guess a trustee for the foundation, and they took a building that's looked the same for 40-plus years, much like the Carson Mall, and have really spruced it up. And then Dr. Gibbons, he was over on, he still has a property on 2nd and Division Street, and I would say it was probably 10 years in the planning and trying to come up with the financing, and he had to scale back because of all that, that he built that house or the office building on a piece of property that didn't have any houses on it before that fit right in the historic district. And I think he was nominated for a historic preservation award in the last 2 years whenever he finishes his building. But, you know, I think Vice Chair Jones said it right, that maybe we need to have some different criteria in the future, because the economic means that some of them had versus, you know, June are slightly different. So it's, you know, it depends on where our, I guess, our scope is. And that's not to say that all of these aren't eligible for an award down the road.
Okay. Thank you, Jed.
I have to say I agree with Jed. The one thing that I truly like about Common Coffee is it is actually a venue that everybody can use. And I think that that should hold a little bit of weight, too, because it truly has become a public gathering space. You go by any time of the night, and the little courtyard area is pretty well packed. For that reason alone, I would put her project above the others. I mean, the Carson Mall is also very much a public space, but it's a shopping space. It's not just a place for people to gather and talk with each other and socialize. So that is my thought process.
Okay, Gary, thank you. You know, they're all worthy and maybe consistent with Member Jones's recommendation. In addition to having a category for individuals who make outstanding contributions to the improvement of the redevelopment area, we should also look at nominees based on whether it's new construction versus a restoration or a renovation of an existing property. Because obviously Dr. Gibbons has spent a considerable amount of money, as has Francis Carrington, with the rehabilitation, the building of the new construction on Division and the rehabilitation of the Carson Mall. As Gary and Jed have pointed out, June had very few resources to work with, and basically the improvements are as a result of her sweat equity, you know, which is certainly commendable. The City Center Hotel looks cleaner. There's not a significant difference in my – I'm trying – it's not a a thing of beauty, but I appreciate the fact that the foundation, you know, has made those improvements to the building to make it, you know, a more acceptable part of our redevelopment area. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the building is dated, and to, you know, do a thorough renovation would require a considerable amount of new investment. So what I'd like to suggest, if with the indulgence of the committee, is that we, at this meeting, since we were kind of, you know, we're creating things as we go along here, we have some general guidelines with respect to how people nominate recipients, but I would suggest that we break this down into two categories. One would be new construction, one would be rehabilitation work on existing structures, if that's agreeable to everyone. That narrows the field, obviously. We only have one new construction, newly constructed building, which is Dr. Gibbons. I think he's done a fabulous job. I'm proud to say that he was inspired by our
the planter boxes a few years ago, and June's been planning those as well. So that's, you know, almost a sole proprietor business owner that has done a lot with virtually nothing. I look at the City Center Motel, and the Carson Mall, with those have been, the Carson Mall's been there since 1966, and this was, the backside was phase one out of five until the economy started going downhill, and without a tenant, I'm glad that they started painting the building a couple months ago, and they redid all the planters and everything recently. They finished about 2 weeks ago, I think, on that, and then they're doing some finishing touches on the inside of the mall. And yes, from an economic standpoint, with Paradise Cove and Schott's Bakery and the new expansion of Schott's Bakery, as well as the expansion of Home Treasures and a few new stores in there, I mean, they're really working hard on doing that. The City Center Motel has a new owner, or I guess a trustee for the foundation, and they took a building that's looked the same for 40-plus years, much like the Carson Mall, and have really spruced it up. And then Dr. Gibbons, he was over on, he still has a property on 2nd and Division Street, and I would say it was probably 10 years in the planning and trying to come up with the financing, and he had to scale back because of all that, that he built that house or the office building on a piece of property that didn't have any houses on it before that fit right in the historic district. And I think he was nominated for a historic preservation award in the last 2 years whenever he finishes his building. But, you know, I think Vice Chair Jones said it right, that maybe we need to have some different criteria in the future, because the economic means that some of them had versus, you know, June are slightly different. So it's, you know, it depends on where our, I guess, our scope is. And that's not to say that all of these aren't eligible for an award down the road.
Okay. Thank you, Jed.
I have to say I agree with Jed. The one thing that I truly like about Common Coffee is it is actually a venue that everybody can use. And I think that that should hold a little bit of weight, too, because it truly has become a public gathering space. You go by any time of the night, and the little courtyard area is pretty well packed. For that reason alone, I would put her project above the others. I mean, the Carson Mall is also very much a public space, but it's a shopping space. It's not just a place for people to gather and talk with each other and socialize. So that is my thought process.
Okay, Gary, thank you. You know, they're all worthy and maybe consistent with Member Jones's recommendation. In addition to having a category for individuals who make outstanding contributions to the improvement of the redevelopment area, we should also look at nominees based on whether it's new construction versus a restoration or a renovation of an existing property. Because obviously Dr. Gibbons has spent a considerable amount of money, as has Francis Carrington, with the rehabilitation, the building of the new construction that, on Division and the rehabilitation of the Carson Mall. As Gary and Jed have pointed out, June had very few resources to work with, and basically the improvements are as a result of her sweat equity, you know, which is certainly commendable. The City Center Hotel looks cleaner. There's not a significant difference in my – I'm trying – it's not a a thing of beauty, but I appreciate the fact that the foundation, you know, has made those improvements to the building to make it, you know, a more acceptable part of our redevelopment area. Well, yeah, I mean, it's the building is dated, and to, you know, do a thorough renovation would require a considerable amount of new investment. So what I'd like to suggest, if with the indulgence of the committee, is that we, at this meeting, since we were kind of, you know, we're creating things as we go along here, we have some general guidelines with respect to how people nominate recipients, but I would suggest that we break this down into two categories. One would be new construction, one would be rehabilitation work on existing structures, if that's agreeable to everyone. That narrows the field, obviously. When we have one new construction, newly constructed building, which is Dr. Gibbons, I think he's done a fabulous job. I'm proud to say that he was inspired by our office. He admitted as much when I met with him earlier in the week. And so I think he's done a great job. As he indicated in his memo to us and to Lee, it took him a long time. It was definitely a labor of love. And he did overcome some fairly significant obstacles. So I would like to nominate his building under the new construction category. And then I would like to nominate June Joplin under the renovation category.
Well, do we want, Madam Chair,
yes.
Mr. Chairman, do we want to say, make that the individual award?
Because she's a tenant and not an owner?
Right. I agree with these two recommendations.
We can do that.
Just a thought. I really think down the road we're going to want to have an individual.
Well, maybe the thing to do, although as you stated earlier, Stan, you know, you have people like Kenny Furlong and Ronnie Hanneman who don't
Kenny
have.
Was it Kenny Frazier?
No, Kenny Furlong.
Kenny Furlong, the Sheriff's Department.
Painted the curbs down there?
Well, he's.
Okay.
He's mustered the labor.
Yes.
To,
right.
Yeah.
I've been talking about the anti-graffiti effort.
He took the initiative to get
it
going.
I've seen orange jumpsuits.
Right. Right.
Maybe the thing to do is to have a business category, a property owner's category, and an individual category, rather than new construction versus renovation. That way we kind of capture everything. We've got a business owner, June Joplin. We've got a property owner, the foundation, and Mr. Carrington. And then we've got Dr. Gibbons, but he can also be considered, well, yeah, they all fall into that property owner's category, but he's also a business owner. And theoretically, I guess they're all business owners, so that probably doesn't make the distinction we're looking for. Go ahead, Jed.
Would it be an individual, a business owner or a property owner, and then maybe one for new construction with construction would be, you know, as far as time frame, because obviously your two buildings are fairly recently new construction in the last 15 years.
Right.
And, you know, because, you know, the city center and the Carson Mall have been there for 45 plus years.
Well, let's complicate this further. We can have five categories. We can have a business category, a property owner's category, an individual category, a new construction, and a renovation category. In which case, we can probably eliminate the property owner's category because I think that's somewhat redundant. So we have business, individual, new construction, renovation as the four categories. I think that encompasses everything.
Right.
And everyone.
Because okay. The individual can be used because there's a lot of people that are trying to beautify things that actually don't have a business.
And that would be the caveat. In other words, they can't have a vested interest in the redevelopment area.
Right.
They're merely a concerned citizen who is doing something worthwhile on behalf of the redevelopment area.
And that kind of falls in when we had talked a few months ago about Cal that used to come downtown, and for about 10 years he watered things, he kept things clean, picked up garbage, and did whatever was needed.
Okay. So does that further confuse things or simplify things? June would fall into the business owner category.
Or individual.
Well, I thought we were going to, the caveat for the individual was it was somebody who made a contribution to the redevelopment area but didn't have a vested interest. So she would fall into the business owner's category.
And under
new construction and renovated properties would be the City Center Hotel and the Carson Mall.
So I didn't get any comment. Does everybody agree more than one but not more than two, or are we going to restrict it to one this year?
Well, now that we have four categories.
Well.
You know, I understand what you're saying, Stan. I mean, we want the recipients to be proud of the fact
exactly.
that they've been chosen. So I have no problem with restricting it to two.
Well, is that two per category? Or?
No.
No, that would be two
well,
total. Two total.
At the same time, there's been a lot of work in the redevelopment district in the last few years. I mean, this is the first time that we're giving this award, and if we have a number of categories and give more than one award because this kind of came about in the last 2 months, and for people to really think about, you know, the different categories and to have on their mind who to nominate for next year. I mean, I don't, because it's the...
he admitted as much when I met with him earlier in the week, and so I think he's done a great job. As he indicated in his memo to us and to Lee, it took him a long time. It was definitely a labor of love. And he did overcome some fairly significant obstacles. So I would like to nominate his building under the new construction category. And then I would like to nominate June Joplin under the renovation category.
Well, do we want, Madam Chair,
yes.
Mr. Chairman, do we want to say make that the individual award?
Because she's a tenant and not an owner?
Right. I agree with these two recommendations.
We can do that.
Just a thought. I really think down the road we're going to want to have an individual.
Well, maybe the thing to do, although as you stated earlier, Stan, you know, you have people like Kenny Furlong and Ronnie Hanneman who don't
Kenny
have.
Was it Kenny Frazier?
No, Kenny Furlong.
Kenny Furlong,
the
Sheriff's Department.
Painted the curbs down there?
Well, he's.
Okay.
He's mustered the labor.
Yes.
To,
right.
Yeah.
I've been talking about the anti-graffiti.
He took the initiative to get
it going. And I've seen orange jumpsuits.
Right. Right.
Maybe the thing to do is to have a business category, a property owner's category, and an individual category, rather than new construction versus renovation. That way we kind of capture everything. We've got a business owner, June Joplin. We've got a property owner, the foundation, and Mr. Carrington. And then we've got... Dr. Gibbons, but he can also be considered, they all fall into that property owner's category, but he's also a business owner. And theoretically, I guess they're all business owners, so that probably doesn't make the distinction we're looking for. Go ahead, Jen.
Would it be an individual, a business owner or a property owner, and then maybe one for new construction with construction would be, you know, as far as time frame, because obviously your two buildings are fairly recently new construction in the last 15 years.
Right.
And, you know, because, the you know, the city center and the Carson Mall have been there for 45-plus years.
Well, let's complicate this further. We can have five categories. We can have a business category, a property owner's category, an individual category, a new construction, and a renovation category. In which case, we can probably eliminate the property owner's category because I think that's somewhat redundant. So we have business, individual, new construction, renovation as the four categories. I think that encompasses everything.
Right.
And everyone.
That works. Because okay. The individual can be used because there's a lot of people that are trying to beautify things that actually don't have a business.
And that would be the caveat. In other words, they can't have a vested interest in the redovelopment area.
Right.
They're merely a concerned citizen who is doing something worthwhile on behalf of the redevelopment area.
And that kind of falls in when we had talked a few months ago about Cal that used to come downtown, and for about 10 years he watered things, he kept
cleaned
things clean,
windows.
Picked up garbage, and did whatever was needed.
Okay. So does that further confuse things or simplify things? June would fall into the business owner category.
Or individual.
Well, I thought we were going to, the caveat for the individual was it was somebody who made a contribution to the redevelopment area but didn't have a vested interest. So she would fall into the business owner's category.
And then Dr. Gill's under new development.
Under new construction and renovated properties would be the City Center Hotel and the Carson Mall.
So I didn't get any comment. Does everybody agree more than one but not more than two, or are we going to restrict it to one this year?
Well, now that we have four categories.
Well.
You know, I understand what you're saying, Stan. I mean, we want the recipients to be proud of the fact
exactly.
that they've been chosen. So I have no problem with restricting it to two.
Well, is that two per category? Or?
No.
No, that would be two
well,
total. Two total.
At the same time, there's been a lot of work in the redevelopment district in the last few years. I mean, this is the first time that we're giving this award, and if we have a number of categories and give more than one award because this kind of came about in the last 2 months, and for people to really think about, you know, the different categories and to have on their mind who to nominate for next year. I mean, I don't, because it's the inaugural award, so to speak, in different categories, I mean, do we need to restrict every year one recipient or one from each category every year, if there is nominations in each category?
Well, this is kind of the formative year for this award. What is the committee's pleasure? I mean, if we adopt these four categories, then obviously June would be the business owner. She'd fall into the business owner category. We have no individuals by virtue of how we're defining an individual who makes a contribution to the redevelopment area. We have one nominee who would fall into the new construction category, and then we have two properties vying for the best renovation. So we would be basically awarding a total of three awards this year based on those categories.
And I also think that if we're doing a category under new construction, it's going to limit the field here on out for
that's
quite
true.
A few years.
That's true, until the economy recovers, which I thought was rather extraordinary. I mean, he, you know, he broke ground in June of 2008, you know, just before this recession really hit full force. And to his credit, he continued. He completed the job, and it's a beautiful outcome. So,
you know, and based on that as well, he had to get special use permits to move the building closer to the front for city right-of-way to get parking in behind. And there was a lot of tenacity and diligence by the city, but a lot of tenacity by Dr. Givens to push forward. And from what I understand, he wasn't able to complete the project totally as he had foreseen with the upstairs and things
mm-hmm.
like that, just because of construction costs and the economy.
Well, in your packets, and they're not part of the presentation on the screen, so the audience doesn't have the advantage of seeing these photos, there are some interior shots.
Oh,
he did a beautiful job of, you know, decorating in a period manner that's consistent with the era of the building that he's imitating. So I will
Madam
recommend.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead, please.
In light of this discussion, and because it's the first year, and we've now established categories for the future, I would be comfortable in nominating all four for this year. But say in future years, restricted to two out of the four categories we have.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion of that.
All right. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Any comments on the question? Ted, you look like you're poised.
No, I think that's a great idea, because obviously the Carson Mall, Francis came in 1966 and took was it a field or blighted property or not to its best use? And over the years, he's been the single owner of that, and he's kept it going, where we've seen other malls like Silver City Mall and come and go, and he's had a little bit of tenacity. And I think that the current owners of the city center are really showing that they are good corporate citizens. I mean, I really think Stan's comments are worthy.
That was the old Safeway, if you remember, Jack.
Before the city center was there in the 30s and 40s when it first came to town.
Just for the record, we also, it's true that Ronnie Hanneman was the first to nominate the Carson Mall, but we also received an email from Susie Messina from Home Treasures Marketplace, also nominating the Carrington Project for this award. So, Gary, you seconded the motion, so obviously you're in concurrence that we should acknowledge each of these individuals and businesses for their contribution, and staff has a comment. Yes. Public clerk has a comment.
Tamar asked to clarify the motion. So if I could, the motion was to nominate all four of these properties for the ward, and more specifically, we have June, Coffee for the business, in the business category, Dr. Gibbons in the new construction category, and for renovation, the Carson Center, the City Center Hotel, and the Carson Mall.
That's correct.
Is that good enough?
Okay. And the, you know, another justification for doing this is these projects were undertaken during very difficult economic times, you know, and we have to applaud the owners and the business people for making that sort of investment during one of the worst economic periods in our history. So I think they're all worthy of commendation. So, all right, we have a motion. We have a second. Any further comments on the question?
An inaugural award, so to speak, in different categories. I mean, do we need to restrict every year one recipient or one from each category every year if there is nominations in each category?
Well, this is kind of the formative year for this award. What is the committee's pleasure? I mean, if we adopt these four categories, then obviously June would be the business owner. She'd fall into the business owner category. We have no individuals by virtue of how we're defining an individual who makes a contribution to the redevelopment area. We have one nominee who would fall into the new construction category, and then we have two properties vying for the best renovation. So we would be basically awarding a total of three awards this year based on those categories.
And I also think that if we're doing a category under new construction, it's going to limit the field here on out for quite a few years.
That's true, until the economy recovers, which I thought was rather extraordinary. I mean, he broke ground in June of 2008, you know, just before this recession really hit full force. And to his credit, he continued. He completed the job, and it's a beautiful outcome. So,
you know, and based on that as well, he had to get special use permits to move the building closer to the front for city right-of-way to get parking in behind. And there was a lot of tenacity and diligence by the city, but a lot of tenacity by Dr. Gibbons to push forward. And from what I understand, he wasn't able to complete the project totally as he had foreseen with the upstairs and things like that, just because of construction costs and the economy.
Well, in your packets, and they're not part of the presentation on the screen, so the audience doesn't have the advantage of seeing these photos, there are some interior shots. He did a beautiful job of, you know, decorating in a period manner that's consistent with the era of the building that he's imitating. So I will recommend.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead, please.
in light of this discussion, and because it's the first year and we've now established categories for the future, I would be comfortable in nominating all four for this year. But say in future years, restricted to two out of the four categories we have.
Okay. All right.
I'll make a motion of that.
All right. There's a motion. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Any comments on the question? Ted, you look like you're poised.
No, I think that's a great idea because obviously the Carson Mall, Francis came in 1966 and took was it a field or blighted property or not to its best use? And over the years, he's been the single owner of that, and he's kept it going where we've seen other malls like Silver City Mall and come and go, and he's had a little bit of tenacity. And I think that the current owners of the city center are really showing that they are good corporate citizens. I mean, I really think Stan's comments are worthy.
That was the old Safeway, if you remember, Jack.
Before the city center was there in the 30s and 40s when it first came to town.
Just for the record, we also, it's true that Ronnie Hanneman was the first to nominate the Carson Mall, but we also received an email from Susie Messina from Home Treasures Marketplace, also nominating the Carrington Project for this award. So, Gary, you seconded the motion, so obviously you're in concurrence that we should acknowledge each of these individuals and businesses for their contribution, and staff has a comment. Yes.
Public Tamar, has a Tamar comment. Asked to clarify the motion. So if I could, the motion was to nominate all four of these properties for the ward, and more specifically, we have June Kamakoffee for the business, in the business category, Dr. Gibbons in the new construction category, and for renovation, the Carson Center, the City Center Hotel, and the Carson Mall.
That's correct.
Is that good enough?
Okay. And the, you know, another justification for doing this is these projects were undertaken during very difficult economic times, you know, and we have to applaud the owners and the business people for making that sort of investment during one of the worst economic periods in our history. So I think they're all worthy of commendation. So, all right, we have a motion. We have a second. Any further comments on the question? If not, I'll open it up to public comment. Reese, no comments. Okay. Seeing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the committee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, thank you. Moving on to the last item, almost the last item of the evening, non-action items, staff updates on redevelopment projects and budget. Do you have anything, Lee?
I do not have anything additional to report this month.
Okay. Future agenda items for the next meeting, which is scheduled for December 5th.
I don't have anything scheduled for the next.
So it may or
December
may not
5th.
Be a meeting on December 5th? Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
It's just on the staff report. It's just an update. Actually, I do have an update. You know, we've talked about it in the past and gone through the, this was like at the beginning of the year now, going through the strategic planning process and asking all the questions and things. And we're finally getting to the point where we're going to be bringing, I think because the mayor is out this month, in December we'll be bringing in revised resolution to the Board of Supervisors, to the Redevelopment Authority and Board of Supervisors to amend the membership of RAC to include members from Area 1 and 2 as we discussed here. So that's still in the process and primarily because the mayor's out at the next November meeting. But that will take that to
December 2nd.
Right.
Let's see. Lee, I think I asked you to send each member of RAC a copy of the amended documents just for final review before they make their way to the board. If you could do that, that would be great. And please just direct, don't communicate with one another, but just direct your comments to Lee if you have any further questions or suggested changes. Okay, and I wanted to, Mr. Jones, you have a collectible at the Purple Avocado. Would you like to explain to us what that might be?
We have the 10th annual downtown Christmas ornament. This year it's the old portion of the Presbyterian Church on the corner of Nevada and Erie. at the last Board of Supervisors meeting, Supervisor Eldine presented to Pastor Kutzmeier the first one, well, her and Robin Williamson, and he was thrilled to be a recipient of it. He called me and thanked me for getting him there, and it's a beautiful ornament. It came out very tasteful. There's 1,000 of them. We, in the past, have made 1,500, and we decided that we were carrying over too many, so we only had 1,000 made, and I'm optimistic that that's a good number.
That's great. Well, good. And, hopefully they'll fly off the shelves.
They're available, and I was going to talk to you about maybe getting a little press release on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can do that. Okay. We can do that as soon as we confirm that the outlets have all of the retail outlets on the list that was given to me by
They've been notified.
They've been notified. Yes. As soon as we confirm the ones who have actually picked up the ornaments, made arrangements to sell them, we can issue a press release identifying all the retail outlets where people can go to buy their limited edition ornament.
Right, which reminded me of another thing, the Christmas tree lighting.
On the 2nd.
Scheduled for Friday.
Yes.
Friday, December 2nd this year.
That's right.
We'll be closing Carson Street again briefly for that, for the portion in front of the Capitol building, and then keeping Carson Street closed for a bit of the evening, and activities are going to shift over to Curry Street. And that reminded me of that because we were going to talk more about getting a press release out and closer to the time when all the ornaments are available.
Well, I've asked the organizers who are working with the Downtown Business Association, Fred and Maxine Neitz, to be at the board meeting, the Board of Supervisors meeting on December 1st, to give everyone an update on the activities planned for Silver and Snowflake on the 2nd of December. So more to come on that item.
They made a presentation to the DBA, the Downtown Business Association, last week, and I think they're using the old fire truck this year to haul Santa Claus, and the Downtown Business Association is going to provide refreshments for the ice skating rink that night. So it's going to be a
coordinated effort.
Yes.
It's going to be Warren Engine Company's 1927 Seagrave with Santa and Mrs. Claus and tentatively the mayor and his wife Susan.
Super. Okay. All right. The mayor will be in good company, or maybe Santa will be in good company. I'm not quite. Okay. Anything else to report on future agenda items? We will open it up to public comment. Reese. No comments. Okay. Seeing no public comment, we'll bring it back to the committee. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Moving on to the last item, almost the last item of the evening, non-action items, staff updates on redevelopment projects and budget. Do you have anything, Lee?
I do not have anything additional to report this month.
Okay. Future agenda items for the next meeting, which is scheduled for December 5th.
I don't have anything scheduled for the next.
So it may or
December
may not
5th.
Be a meeting on December 5th? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's just on the staff reports, just an update. Actually, I do have an update. You know, we've talked about it in the past and gone through the, this was like at the beginning of the year now, going through the strategic planning process and asking all the questions and things. And we're finally getting to the point where we're going to be bringing, I think because the mayor's out this month in December, we'll be bringing revised resolution to the Board of Supervisors, to the Redevelopment Authority and Board of Supervisors to amend the membership of RAC to include members from Area 1 and 2 as we discussed here. So that's still in the process, and primarily because the mayor's out at the next November meeting. But that we'll take that to
December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Let's see. Lee, I think I asked you to send each member of RAC a copy of the amended documents just for final review before they make their way to the board. If you could do that, that would be great. And please just direct, don't communicate with one another, but just direct your comments to Lee if you have any further questions or suggested changes. Okay, and I wanted to, Mr. Jones, you have a collectible at the Purple Avocado. Would you like to explain to us what that might be?
We have the 10th annual downtown Christmas ornament. This year it's the old portion of the Presbyterian Church on the corner of Nevada and Curry. at the last Board of Supervisors meeting, Supervisor Aldean presented to Pastor Kutzmeier the first one, her and Robin Williamson, and he was thrilled to be a recipient of it. He called me and thanked me for getting him there, and it's a beautiful ornament. It came out it's very tasteful. There's 1,000 of them. We, in the past, have made 1,500, and we decided that we were carrying over too many, so we only had 1,000 made, and I'm optimistic that that's a good number.
That's great. Well, good. And, hopefully they'll fly off the shelves.
They're available, and I was going to talk to you about maybe getting a little press release on that.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can do that. Okay. We can do that as soon as we confirm that the outlets have all of the retail outlets on the list that was given to me by They've been notified. Yes. As soon as we confirm the ones who have actually picked up the ornaments, made arrangements to sell them, we can issue a press release identifying all the retail outlets where people can go to buy their limited edition ornament.
Right, which reminded me of another thing, the Christmas tree lighting
on the second
scheduled for Friday.
Yes.
Friday, December 2nd this year.
That's right.
We'll be closing Carson Street again briefly for that, for the portion in front of the Capitol building, and then keeping Carson Street closed for a bit of the evening, and activities are going to shift over to Curry Street, and that reminded me of that because we were going to talk more about getting a press release out and closer to the time when all the ornaments are available.
Well, I've asked the organizers who are working with the Downtown Business Association, Fred and Maxine Neitz, to be at the board meeting, the Board of Supervisors meeting on December 1st. To give everyone an update on the activities planned for Silver and Snowflake on the 2nd of December. So more to come on that item.
They made a presentation to the DBA, the Downtown Business Association, last week, and I think they're using the old fire truck this year to haul Santa Claus, and the Downtown Business Association is going to provide refreshments for the ice skating rink that night, so it's going to be a
Coordinated effort,
yes. Yeah, it's going to be Warren Engine Company's 1927 Seagrave with Santa and Mrs. Claus, and tentatively the mayor and his wife Susan.
Super. Okay. All right. The mayor will be in good company, or maybe Santa will be in good company. Okay. Anything else to report on future agenda items? We will obviously, Lee will advise us if there's nothing to bring before the RAC, then obviously there's no need for a meeting, and we will let you know well in advance of that date. All right, so we come to the last item on our agenda, and that's public comment. Any member of the public, any member of the public, got to meet those statutory requirements. Anyone? So far you're batting 1,000. Come up and just say hi, and no need, huh? Okay, all right. In that case, we'll go ahead and close public comment and move on to the last item on the agenda, and that's a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you, everyone.
Will
people
be mad at that?
Oh, yeah. Looks great. You'll be outvoted anyway, Gary. It doesn't matter. Yeah, it looks beautiful. Oh, what a contrast.
The
oh.
First picture I found was about 1913 or something.
They repointed
brick
on the
BAC.
It's just beautiful.
You agree with that, Lee? Without a question.
And I don't think you get a question in the future.
No, I don't think. But it gives us several different categories for people.
Sure.
Like Jed says, there probably won't be much new construction.
You know, given the economic times, all of them deserve recognition.
Exactly.
This is a very tough time to be making that sort of investment.
Thank you.
Good night.
Oh, I agree. Great idea for such an easy and simple process to nominate a person.
Yeah, now we have to talk. You and I were supposed to get together and work on award graphics, and we don't have a lot of time because, well, we have until December 1st. But
do we want to use the logo that was adopted by the Downtown Business Association with the tax?